proclamation number 6611 dated the August 2nd, 1956. About baptism. You cannot appreciate the immense grace of receiving my word, since all your questions are answered by me and any doubts are expelled whenever you turn to me for an explanation. I answer such questions mentally, too, but you are frequently unsure as to whether you have received these thoughts from me and thus your doubts are not dispelled, whereas the word you receive makes you happy as soon as you make use of the grace bestowed upon you by receiving it. Many more questions are on your mind and simply a trusting prayer to me would suffice in order to receive an explanation from me, but you turn to me far too seldom with such requests and thus you are not yet fully aware of the immense grace at your disposal. Every human soul requires a thorough cleansing, a bath to remove all its impurities which refreshes and revives it and makes it suitable for the work it has to carry out on earth. And every human soul has to be willing to undertake this purification or to submit to it in the knowledge that prior to this it is not as I want it to be, as it is to be in order to approach me and to stay with me eternally. But such a purifying bath is not to be understood purely externally, it is an act which is to take place internally, which only becomes outwardly recognizable by a change in a person's character, thus giving the person himself the certainty to have worked himself out of a morass, to have had a refreshing bath and to then leave it completely cleansed. However, clear water with a refreshing effect cannot be stagnant, it is to be a flowing, living stream, the kind of water that has the strength to purify and revive. Hence you require living water, and you also know what is to be understood by living water. Time and again I invite you to come to the source from whence the living water flows. Time and again I want you to enter into the sea of my love, to immerse yourselves, to allow yourselves to be baptized by me myself with my word, which alone has the strength to effect a change in you, which purifies and revives your soul and gives it true life. Thus when I said to my disciples, baptize them in the name of the Father, the Son and the Holy Ghost, it is meant that they are to bring my word to people in my name, the living water which originates from me, that people have to go to the source. Love itself, the Father, offers you humans the word which enables you to reach profound wisdom if you live accordingly and thereby awaken the spirit within you which will give you complete enlightenment. Your soul needs this word which alone has the same effect as pure water on your body, that it leaves the bath strengthened and suitable for every task it will be required to do. And thus my disciples were supposed to carry my word to all people who were meant to receive something precious with love which was to kindle their love in turn and bring the spirit within them to life. Living water, however, only originates from me. I myself am the source from whence living water flows, and every human being must have descended into the well of my love in order to receive divine wisdom and to recognize it through his spirit. This is the baptism which every person must have received in order to become a member of the Church of Christ, the Church I myself founded on earth. Consequently, your will is required first, which is to make the free decision to descend into the stream of my love, to accept my living word and thereby purge its soul, which will then make my presence possible. My words are only ever to be understood in a spiritual sense, and no outward process will ever achieve the inner transformation of a being, the purification of a soul. Therefore you should always endeavor to discover the spiritual meaning of my words which, however, will become quite clear to you when you ask me myself in your heart for clarification, because if you genuinely desire it you cannot do anything else but think correctly. But then you will also accept my word without resistance when it is given to you by my disciples, and then you will enter into my divine abundance of love. You will receive baptism. My love will permeate you with my spirit and guide you into truth. Love, wisdom and strength will then be the soul's share. The Father, Son and Holy Spirit will then be constant companions of the souls who let themselves be baptized with the water of life and love. Amen.